Hey there. How's it going? Yeah, I know it's a little bit wet outside. A little damp, a little dreary. But sometimes I like when snow sounds like rain. It's calming. It's just a very constant sound in the back. I don't know. If I don't have some sort of noise in the background, I end up going crazy. But, oh, okay. Funny. I'm already crazy. Mean, you know? So, you okay? Weather has you feeling a little down, huh? Oh, come here, sweetie. You can always count on me for hugs and anything I can do to make you feel better. Would you want me to heat up some soup or make you some soup from scratch if that's better than any of the canned crap we've got? Okay. Let's see. Come up with any other ideas. What if I told you a story? No, not like a made up story, like stories that actually happened. Come on, it's one of my favorite things to do, swap stories back and forth. Might help get your mind off of it if you hear how much of a crazy mess I was before you met me. You sorted me out. Yeah. Perfect. So, let's see here. So you remember me telling you a little bit about my lady best friend. So I have a couple best friends. I have my lady best friend, and I have a couple guy best friends who, one of them is a little bit prettier than I am, but I have many stories about him. So we'll start with my best friend that's a little closer to home. So, the first time we ever hung out, for some reason, we decided that we were bored and we wanted to play a game, as anybody does. No, this isn't a Ouija board story, calm down. So for some reason, we decided we were going to play a card game. And I say for some reason because we had every opportunity to do something else. But card game it was. And we sat down. She's like, well, do you know how to play poker? I was like, I played a long time ago, but I don't really remember anything about it. So she essentially had to reteach me poker. But that wasn't good enough. So we decided to raise the stakes a little bit. And what we decided to do for that was to play strip poker. And so that day, I found out that I'm not so good at poker. Oh yeah, no, it was awful. It was a bloodbath. It got to a point where I was taking off, like, earrings, and I've got a lot. I was taking off earrings at one point, I think. I was like, can I just, like, put my shoes on and take off a shoe or something? We had to stop because I couldn't take off anything else. So that is the first time that I hung out with my best friend here. Quite an interesting one. But, another story. Well, I have ones to top it, but I think that those might be for another day. Let's see. Did I tell you I used to sleepwalk? Oh, yeah. Really badly, too. There was one night where I woke up and it was pitch black, but my eyes were open. And I realized it wasn't night anymore, it was morning. I could hear birds chirping. And I freaked out and I flailed my arm and I hit what I thought was like a door or a wall. So I kind of felt along it a little bit more. And I realized that it felt like the closet door at my father's. So I slid it open, because it was. And at some point in the middle of the night, I guess I'd taken everything from my closet, put it in the middle of the floor, moved my pillow and my blanket in there, and shut myself in there and went back to sleep. And I have no memory of it. You can laugh at me, it's fine. I've done that an unhealthy number of amount of times. I've woken up in bathtubs, and I've woken up in just strange places. At one point, I woke up outside. Yep, woke up outside. Luckily, I don't do that anymore, but still. Let's see. That was a little bit too short of a story. I'm sure I've got another one. It's a little bit longer. Let's see here. Well, yeah, I don't think you've heard much about them. Well, okay. So, a little bit of a sad start to a story with a great ending. When my mom and I came up here, I had to leave my friends behind. I wasn't allowed to tell them where I went. I wasn't allowed to say goodbye. I wasn't allowed to even tell them that I was okay. But when we finally got back into communication, we still had that really close bond. And it was a fairly big group of us. Well, I guess for like childhood friend group sake, it was kind of like the friend group of it. So, I was in and out of the hospital a lot for a period of time when I came up here. And I remember telling one of the friends that was back home where I was, because I was finally allowed to talk about where I was and things like that. And when I was little, I desperately, desperately wanted to believe in that. Is it a legend or myth? I think probably a legend of the paper cranes. You know, you make 1,000 paper cranes and like your most closely kept wish will come true. And so I really wanted to believe in that as a kid. And I'm awful at making paper cranes. Can draw them, sure. Make them. No way. Those come out just a little bit wrong looking. There was one time where I was in the hospital for a couple days. And because I told one of my friends named Mickey, they made like, I forget the exact number, but they got up to like this crazy number of paper cranes in the couple days that I was in the hospital. Obviously, they never got anywhere near 1,000, but the fact that they got up to like, I think it was like 80, was insane. And I don't think I'll ever, ever forget that. Even with my bad memory. So, now that the snow rain drizzle is getting a little bit louder, and the afternoon is winding down a bit, are you feeling any better? Or should I go make that soup? Yeah? Alright. So, soup it is. I'll be back soon with some soup.